This is St. Louis Public Radio. Space debris probably isn't at the top of your list of day-to-day concerns, but the junk we've left floating around in space can collide with satellites and anything else in what's known as low Earth orbit, including the International Space Station. Missouri University of Science and Technology professor William Schoenberg will be in St. Louis tonight talking about the dangers of space debris. St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra talked trash with Schoenberg, space trash that is, and asked him what exactly is out there and how much there is.
Space debris is anything that we've put into Earth orbit and it's no longer working, or it's pieces of stuff that kind of fell apart. Loose nuts, screwdrivers, bolts, paint chips, paint flex, wires, everything and anything that comes from a spacecraft that we put up there. How much stuff is up there? Well, let's just say that there are about 12,000 to 15,000 pieces of material that's, I would say, softball size and larger. Once you get down to the smaller and tinier nuts and bolts and wires, you can easily consider it to have millions of pieces. But in terms of stuff that's seriously really dangerous to spacecraft, I'd say it's somewhere on the order of 15,000 pieces of stuff that we're really worried about.
You just said we're worried about it. So how big of a problem is it? What could happen?
Well, it depends on, of course, where it hits you and what it is that it hits. Obviously, if something the size of a sand grain hits something like the space station, if it hits it in one of the stronger parts, then it'll probably be okay. But if a piece of sand grain were to hit, let's say, the mirror or lens of a space telescope, it could shatter it and would render it useless. Astronauts wear these spacesuits when they go on EVAs, and it's been shown that those spacesuits can get a hole in them by something the size of a piece of sand. So it's actually pretty serious. Unfortunately, it could mean loss of life or loss of a spacecraft or loss of a functionality of a spacecraft.
How fast are these objects moving when they impact, let's say, the space station?
Well, the natural meteoroids can travel as high as 50, 60, 80 kilometers a second, but the man-made debris, the average velocity is about 10 to 12 kilometers a second. So if you want to just think of it, let's say it's going at 10 kilometers a second. A kilometer is about 0.6 of a mile, so it's going about 6 miles a second when it hits. And let's say you want to go from St. Louis to Chicago. That's about 300 miles. 300 divided by 6 is 50, so it would take you 50 seconds to go from St. Louis to Chicago. So that's pretty fast.
All right. And does any of this space debris end up falling back down to Earth?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You hear reports of people finding fuel tanks. Typically, a big thing will fall down to Earth because the little things will burn up on the way down. So when you do see space debris, it's on a farm somewhere in Texas or in Russia or in the middle of Africa or in Saudi Arabia. There are images of people standing next to these busted up big metal balls that just fell from the sky, basically. So it does rain down upon us every now and again.
Is there some way we can clean up space again and get all this junk out of there?
Well, yes and no. Unfortunately, the stuff that's easy to get rid of, the little things, is not going to really have much of an effect on the overall debris population. It's the big stuff that you got to go up there and get rid of. But unfortunately, the technology and the cost of that technology is, well, it's fairly prohibitive. So for now, what we have to do is just learn how to work in space smarter. Learn how to design spacecraft and build spacecraft and operate spacecraft so that we reduce the potential for making the problem worse than it is.